charges and light my fuse. It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast, everybody.
Apt intro.
Because of last time.
We're recording this directly after last time, aren't we?
Behind the curtain. We're just doing it. We're going straight in.
Everyone's had a wee. Everyone's had an ice cream sandwich.
Laurie gave us all ice cream sandwiches.
That was the best thing about it.
Yeah, that was bribery because now I'm going to lay the smack down.
Oh my God, okay.
Should we go right into it?
I'm ready.
What happened last time?
I'm going to tell you right now.
But what though?
My boys, last time on the Idle Fantasy Podcast, I'll keep it brief because you encountered the mushroomy forms of John Allen House. Dr. House, MD. No, if only. Can you imagine?
Yeah, let's put him in the game.
I'm Laurie.
Who's Laurie?
This is going off the rails already.
Are you Laurie?
You vanquished them pretty handily. You managed glitch through some machinations to free Hess from the spore holds that the amygdala had on her.
Mm-hmm.
You attempted to do the same for Jarnell, but didn't quite
work.
Liam, you primed the deep gnomes to blow a hole in the wall where you noticed a weak spot to provide a means of escape. And Teddy, you tanked really well.
I took damage.
You took a lot for the team and eventually provided the shield against which Hess smashed off her mushroom claws and finally freed herself. Or did she? And now you are in this prison block with the dust settling from the explosion. You have at one end Jarnell tied up in the web that Vatic summoned last time. He is raiding against it, trying to free himself desperately. You have at the other end of the long, thin room a bunch of red-robed cultists gingerly picking through this door, which still has a firebomb going off in it, thanks to Vatic's escapades last time. And as you've just heard, somewhere from wherever the hole has been blown through to, you can hear echoing off the stone or the cave or whatever it is, the sound of very well-appointed, high-heeled leather pirate boots click-clacking down the corridor as presumably Taryn runs somewhere deeper into the complex. So, what would you boys like to do?
I think we've got to pursue, right?
I'd like to pursue. Do I still look like a red robe?
Hot pursuit. Yeah, sure.
You're still disguised.
You haven't cast any concentration spells, have you?
No. I haven't.
I think the ring is a thing that goes on and lasts for an hour. That's my memory of it.
Sounds right.
Yeah. So let's say it's just about holding up.
Do you reckon I could get them to attack Jarnell for us?
Kill him!
He's restrained attack.
I mean, I think... Well, hang on.
You can give it a go if you want.
We don't necessarily want him to die, do we?
No, it's really nice hearing Laurie's recap and being like, we spent half the episode opening a door and then we're leaving through a different one. We open the door to let the bad guys in.
Classic.
No,
Wishbone
it had
boys.
Another effect, though. It's created chaos elsewhere.
That's true. You're bang on, actually. We know that hitting mushrooms does stuff to the hive.
Yep.
I think it should be Hess's choice whether or not we try and save Jarnell at this juncture or whether we leave him.
All right.
But I'm happy for if you want to go.
No, ask the question.
I think I'm just kind of thinking about finding a way to not be pursued from the back. If we go through this hole in the wall.
I was thinking about this. I will roll the sphere
into the hole
to try and block it off.
That's clever.
And I guess, does Jarnell mindlessly attack, or is he attacking us because we're antagonistic to the Magdala?
The amygdala. I mean, he very much, they came at you. They were sent at you.
Yeah, okay, fine. So it's not like he's just going to randomly attack whatever's in the corridor.
We can bring him with us. Like, I'm trying to think if there's...
No.
There is something. Nope.
60 hit points he did in one, like two rounds. We're not doing that.
Oh, no, is it?
Yeah, you boys are quite raggedy.
We are absolutely not going to take the hide from Jekyll and Hyde with us on a leash. That's nuts.
What if I turned him into a bee and put him in a jar? I have the means to do that.
All I'm going
to
say is...
it's got to be willing.
Yeah.
Or he has to roll against it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, polymorph can
All I'm going to say is... If you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could do that.
Yeah. Why haven't you done that?
Well, because now we've got him in one plate. Now I can get the jar around, you know, like catching a bee.
Why turn him into a bee? Something notoriously difficult to catch.
Because then he'll remain in the web.
Have you seen that film with Rowan Atkinson?
He's now webbed. We turn him into something really small. Pop him in a jar. Pull him off the web. Pop him in your pocket.
And
take him to market.
How long does the polymorph last for?
What?
How long does polymorph last for?
The duration is 1 hour.
Cool.
Requires concentration, though.
What does that mean?
You have to maintain it.
You have to maintain it. You can't cast any other spells that have concentration, or if you get hit and fail a
he'll
con
pop
save,
out of the bee.
Yeah, you will drop the spell.
Right.
Do you think
that's a bad idea?
Yeah, it was a nice concept, terribly executed.
Right.
You don't know how it's executed yet, do you?
We just described how it was executed. That was bad. It was all of that went badly.
Could you put him in Boxer?
Like, I could turn him into a bee, put him in Boxer. But then if he turns back, if I get
he'll burst out of Boxer.
Let's put Boxer inside a cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just ask Boxer
into another bee.
Let's just ask Hess what she would like to do.
Yeah, we'll offer up the bee plan.
This is great. I really like it.
No. We're not doing the bee.
Okay, right. Hess, do you want plan A? We leave him for plan B.
Hess is there like, I think we've got to go. I don't know if we can bring him with us. He's under the... I don't know what's going on.
We managed to get you out. I'm just saying, it's up to you. Do you want us
How
to leave him to
do
die?
It seemed complicated.
We bust your arms open. You're a lot stronger than us. If you can rip him off him, then I'm happy.
We also blighted you twice.
I feel like there was more to it than just getting rid of his arms.
Oh, the spores. Christ, yeah. Do we have any spores left?
Not unless I stand next to him long enough until he crits me.
Until Zach farts near him for a while.
Do we have a way to spore people?
No.
No, we don't really.
This is also happening in seconds. As the time rolls on, Jarnell is you know,
yeah,
rolling
we've
out.
We've got a cool bolt.
Hess says, I think we need... The mission must succeed. We need to get after... Who's
look, if we manage to break he will eventually be saved if we can like break the spell for everyone. So we can't be focused on this one individual. We've got to go.
Okay, I agree with you. Leave his sword at his feet.
I don't hate that. Yeah.
Because then if he gets freed, his arms will transform back, then he has a weapon.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no.
Interesting.
Yep, that's true.
And I might
also
remind him a bit of his humanity.
Maybe his sword is going to be some sort of like, you know, emotional catalyst to jog him back to reality.
Sure, so you're dropping his long sword.
I'm
going to
throw the long sword
at his head.
I'll cut his arms off with it.
Overarm, just like you would. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to, yeah.
Okay.
Everyone get down the hole and then I'll go last and I'll just chuck the long sword.
And as you do that, I just roll up one of his little favorite little six, and I just put that next to the sword.
If he comes to and we can remind him of humanity, and he knows it was us.
A sword and a blunt.
It's really funny leaving like a sword and a blunt, be like, he'll remember who he really is.
and a violent pothead.
That works. Leave the sword, the joint, and I go, Hess, give me your badge.
My bad. No.
Because if we leave the badge there as well, he'll remember his true purpose.
I'm not leaving my badge. I need my badge to
All right, we'll take his badge off him and leave it in front of him.
I don't. Let's just go.
All right, I'll turn him into a bee. All right, we bolt.
Okay.
Right?
Make a bee and bolt.
I think at this point, we've all gone down the hole and we're dragging you behind us.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I'm still trying to work out this bee puzzle.
Just as we leave the hole, I just roll the flaming sphere so it just right perfectly in the hole.
Okay, and you're bringing... presumably the deep gnomes are coming with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
Okay, all of you, we are now going to enter one of my favourite bits of D&D. We're going to do a skill challenge.
Oh, I love these.
We're going to imagine, like, you've just popped through that door and above your heads, escape the shit. It's just come out. Escape. I needed a snappier title then. Escape the amygdala.
And it's like... level of Crash Bandicoot.
Yes, exactly.
We're running towards the screen.
So, if you remember how these things work, guys, you know, we're going to have a series of obstacles. You guys just have to tell me how you're going to navigate them.
All right.
And we'll see how you do. I won't tell you exactly how this bit is going to work, but let me just say that failing a roll doesn't necessarily mean that, like, something bad happens, but it will make what's going to happen harder.
All right.
If that makes sense. Yeah, we're going to vibe for it, but feel free, please.
And I look at you, Paddy, when I say this. Indulge your wildest creative solutions.
Great, okay.
That is what this is all about. So, you emerge from the hole, the fire drone fills in behind you. You can hear the Jarnell sort of impotent behind you and confusion from the red robes. And another, as you get into this dark dank cave... you feel another rumble through the walls from the amygdala, presumably kind of calling out in pain. And as you enter this space, you see this is actually the start of a huge, intricate cave system now. You're in a similar room to the big, large cavern that you saw the amygdala in. And just a long way down and away from you, you can see the form of Taryn running through a gap in this stonework into what looks like a cruel carved archway. And as you follow your eyes up, you can see that the Temple of Vaerorn now stands in its full majesty in the middle of this cave. Intricate series of tunnels and passages and architecture, all sort of hewn from the rock together. It is foreboding. It is spooky. What do you like to do next?
Who goes for... Is there a turn
follow
order?
Follow Taryn?
Why don't... I think it's sort of broadly whoever has a plan, but I will come to you if I feel like someone's not had a turn.
So we've seen where she's gone.
Yes.
And what's in between us and her again?
Between you is like just a kind of a large cavern.
There's no like obvious... in terms of playing the game, like...
I don't want to.
No, if there's no obvious like obstacle, then I would just bolt across.
Yeah.
I guess we all keep running. We are still running from something.
Yeah, we run into we run towards the cavern that she's coming from. Yeah. We can't like, and we know that you've laid traps, but we can't be smart enough.
I mean, the first roll you're going to roll, mate, then is just give me an athletics check to roll down there. How hard could it be? Just for Ted.
Okay.
One of you basically takes the points on these.
Right.
Great. So, Teddy, you stride to the front, out of my way. And you set a pace and you lead this adventuring party down the slopes. As you get deeper down towards the base of the temple here, there are slidey patches of, you know, horrible mucusy plants. There are rough patches, but you, with your grace and athleticism, managed to overcome it all and point out these obstacles to your friend. So that's a smashing pass.
All right, sweet.
You're through. You come down to the where Taryn disappeared, and it opens up into a kind of small... This isn't the kind of entrance hall of the temple by any means, but a kind of small atrium. From it are leading several different passageways that disappear into the gloom. You hear very far off the echoing footsteps of Taryn ghosts disappear somewhere into the ruins.
So we don't know which of the seven.
You don't know. Several, sorry, but you don't know which.
Oh,
of
right,
them.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a bunch of gnomes, us three and Hass.
Indeed.
Should we split up?
No.
All bad, stay together?
Yeah, but
really
never going to split up. But Hass is a monk, right? She got any sort of like, I don't know why I thought this would be the case, but like tracking based... skills?
She doesn't, not that you remember. She's very perceptive. She's very wise. So she can, you know.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, I've got something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can use magical tinkering. I can create a non-magical object with magical properties of my choice. And one of them is 5 foot of radiant light.
Okay. Lovely.
So I can make a little kind of like...
like a mage light.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
That we could then like send off.
Oh, down. To see whether or not.
Yeah.
I like that.
Great. You send this light up into the ceiling to kind of illuminate your way. Is that the plan? Just sort of like a little, or to have it floating near you.
I was thinking like send it off like down one of the passages, just so that we can get a sense of what's down each of them.
You make this orb of light, and as you do, it illuminates the immediate atrium you're in. You see more of these statues to Vaerorn that you saw on the way down here, this kind of hooded drow figure. And you can see around the base of these statues is some kind of inscription as you illuminate this orb, and you send it down one of these corridors. Sort of picking the one that you feel like, you know, most resembles. In fact, give me a kind of perception check to see if you can just to see, to represent which of these corridors you're going to choose.
Okay, that's a 9.
A 9. doing a big X on my piece of paper, everyone. And as you do, you send off the orb down one of these corridors. As you do, you notice something very strange about it. As it disappears, this ball of light throws, you know, casts shadows, illuminates most of this corridor. And as it strips away from you, after about 10 feet down the corridor, it disappears into shadow. And you think that's very strange. And a few seconds later, boom, it reemerges the other side. There's maybe a 15-foot, 20-foot stretch of this corridor, which is not illuminated. It remains shadowy, even when the light moves through it. Mm. And then the ball kind of disappears around a corner. And that's, yeah.
Does that seem magical in nature? Can I run up to it and see if it's magic?
Yeah, run up and see if it's magic.
I don't want to go into it. Okay. I'm going near it to see if it's like an illusion.
Yep. Great.
Do. Absolutely. Right. Give me a... what do you think this would be? An arcana to see if it's magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 plus 9, 19.
19, yeah. This is certainly magical in origin. It's not a spell per se. This seems like a kind of latent magical effect. And with a 19, you'll remember that Veyron's domain is that of... Do you remember?
The shadow.
Yeah. You guys fucking got it.
Context.
Yeah, exactly. We just said the thing he said.
He is known as the Lord of Shadow, the masked god of night. So it would make sense that his temple was sort of dedicated to shadows. And this seems like an enchantment, a very deep lying enchantment that lies in some bits of this temple where the shadow is, you know, is otherworldly in origin and doesn't let even the brightest magical lights shine through.
Would she go through that? That's one of...
Oh, like, unless she left it behind her.
No, or like, is that just... Did you just go a different route?
You can...
The route she went surely is safe and not...
She definitely didn't leave it behind her, that it's latent temple.
Yeah, right, Glitch, you can tell that this is attached to this bit of terrain. This is an old enchantment. This is not something Taryn did.
It's probably a ward or a trap or something like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's mark that one as not to go down.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
So you want to go a different way?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Can we get the ball back in? Or is that like
you can record it. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Send it down like another one.
The ball, again, same thing happens. That patch of shadow seems to disappear and it's back with you. Yeah.
Shall I do another perception to see which other corridor?
Sure, yeah.
Unless this is a tremendously boring way of solving this puzzle. 20! Not natural.
20 is much better.
I'd like to think so.
Than 10, yeah.
Nine. And you, with a combination of using this, your light, you notice that one of the other corridors is similarly has this pool of shadow. And then the way between these two statues seems not enchanted in that way.
All right, shall we? Let's go.
Let's walk down that way.
Okay.
Yep.
You run through this way in your merry band, and...
Should I go? Do you want me to go first again?
If you're going to go up front, I am going to hand you my final healing potion.
Oh!
And cross it off my list.
Because he's going to die.
Because I'm like, if you're going to be the brave one that walks there first, I'm like, drink this, man.
How many potions do I get?
Oh, yes.
How many points does that count for?
One potion of healing.
Which is...
All I've said, Zach, is potion of healing.
Do you want me to look it up for you?
Yeah, sorry, you're on the internet, whereas I'm on flight mode.
Oh!
Just a regular potion of healing?
Yeah.
2d4 plus 4. Plus 2, excuse me.
2d4 plus 2. All right, so you roll d4.
Are you going to take it right now? You're just going to slam it?
Yeah, I'm slamming it right down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that's wrong, I'm just... Just to be clear.
Roll for self. Roll it.
I feel like I'm just giving you a stiff drink.
5 plus
2.
2. 6 seven. Points of view.
7.
7.
There you go. Seven. Just give
him
everything
we can. Very much the energy of if you're going to spew into this.
And you...
I love it though. I'm on back up to 45 hit points.
There you go.
Great. So Teddy, you lead the way down these steps a little way. You haven't gone down a long way from where you were, maybe a couple of floors worth.
Mm-hmm.
And you emerge onto a kind of balcony that has two staircases going to your right and to your left that go down. And then in front of you is just a chasm, of complete darkness. And then above you is a kind of very grand pillared walkway that seems to be the kind of more of a main thoroughfare through this temple. And as you emerge onto this balcony, you hear a commotion. And again, the something, the amygdala perhaps, thrums deep. The ground seems to shake, although it's probably in your head rather than actually in the ground. And suddenly, several, 20, 30 of these regular Joes and Janes who were under the thrall of this thing rush along the walkway above you, right? So quite a kind of a story above you. And
very Mines of Moria kind of vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah, Chasm Doom, yeah.
And behind them come several red robes trying to calm them down. And this crowd runs past. Teddy, you need to give me a wisdom save.
All right.
As this happens.
Oh, it's a natural 20. It's 29 total.
Okay. Sorry, listeners, I just have to boot up an ancient PDF on Google Drive of the notes I made about all of our characters when we started here.
Oh,
this is a Taran thing.
This is stuff that... No, this is Teddy stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny looking at the note. These are just the notes that all of these three boys gave me raw.
Yeah,
six,
in the pub.
7 years ago. I think it was just after the pub, so even worse. You had mum, dad, brother, sister? Or just sister?
Yes. No, I think it was just a sister.
Mary Sue was the sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was I had like they were all double barreled.
Yeah, Elizabeth something.
Fry.
Windsor, I think it was.
No, because you're all Windsors, and she was Elizabeth, I don't know.
Jane?
Was dad Philip? I don't know if it was that.
Anyway. I had made it the royal family. That was my joke.
Anyway,
well-crafted joke.
You stop in your tracks because you realize as this crowd goes past, you catch sight of someone you know. Someone among these disheveled, bedraggled folk.
Oh.
It is someone I don't think you've seen for many years. I don't know if you fell out or whatever happened, but your sister, Mary Sue Windsor, is among this crowd. And that wisdom save, had you not passed it, you would be racked with emotion, turmoil. Such is your growth, Teddy. You recognize her.
Don't give a shit.
Very on brand. I left the family originally, and I also walked out on my actual family.
It's become a habit.
Yeah.
And you realize that it's her. But you have the chance. You can think about it. You've got time to think about it. You're not overcome with emotion.
I can't get there, can I?
How far away?
It's, like I say, it's about a story above and maybe across this chasm, 15, 20 feet.
Horizontally chased.
And what's she doing? Is she attacking the red robes? Or?
No, they are kind of running amok, and the red robes are chasing them.
I'm kind of proud.
Yeah.
Can I just cheer her on? Keep going, Mary Sue.
How many red robes?
I would say four or five, and about 20 of the people.
I mean, we kill the red robes, right?
I haven't got a grappling hook anymore.
You reach for it on your belt, and you're like, ah.
I'd like to call out. I think that what I was going to do is sort of, if I would like to see if I can get her to react. The thrall is broken. So let's see if I can get, I want to get her attention. So I'm going to shout, Mary Sue. Mary Sue. It's quite hard to shout in a
Mary Sue.
It's quite hard to shout in a posh voice.
Yeah, it is. Maybe give me
hello.
It's up to you, darling. If it's a performance, what you're trying to get her to recognise you?
Yeah, because I'm a little bit like, obviously that's thrown me, but I also don't really know what I can do about it right now without quite significantly.
Yeah.
Also, your disguise is Henry Cavill.
Fuck, I am. I slip off the ring of protection, the ring of disguise.
Okay. Dropping the disguise.
Yeah. Drop the disguise.
I chuck the ring back to Paddy. So he can turn himself into whatever
he wants. Do I catch it?
No, it's gone. Yeah, give me a deck.
You're
going to
absolutely drag
the thing that I've had since the beginning of the game. It's a 7+3.
Yeah, 10's enough. Yeah, okay. It's not a hard. Yeah. It goes down the sleeve.
You bobble it.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a persuasion or performance.
I think it'd be a performance. I'm not trying to persuade her to do anything. I just want to react to me. It's not great. It's 12.
You see her whip her head around as if, and an expression on her face which is incredulous. And then she kind of looks up. She doesn't catch this little balcony that you guys are on at all from up there. And she carries on running.
I wave.
Yeah, she's distracted.
Fine, then I'm without trying to break. I don't want to break stride of what we're doing. We need to go and deal with the Taran situation.
Mm.
But I'm just going to whiff a couple of javelins at the guys that they're chasing.
Okay, go for it. All right. Yeah, give me two attack rolls.
All right, the first one is... First one's a nat 20.
Sick. Okay.
All I'm picturing is so Princess Mononoke head coming off.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 28. Yeah. So that's 2d6 plus 4 now, because it obviously double.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that first one is 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to chuck another javelin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one's a 1.
Okay.
No, it's a 7. Sorry, 7 plus 8. 15.
Yeah,
total.
Not going to do it. But one, I would say with one javelin, you managed to skewer one of the red robes like right through the chest.
Does she look back now?
She, I think, is distracted with running with her fellows. But you now see, as you skewer one of them, you see her turn around and look. And again, she can't quite see where your balcony is, or she doesn't have time. But you see her look emboldened and filled with courage, and she leads the group, this ragged group of survivors. And you hear her say, "Come on, everyone!"
And I'm just back up. I am absolutely picturing Keira Knightley in this role, by the way.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. Let's go, everybody.
Go get him, Mary!
And she will lead them away. Meanwhile, the three of you are on this balcony, this darkness in the chasm in front of you, and two staircases that lead down into it.
Are we going to go into the darkness, or do you want to... Do you want to try and get up onto the walkway?
No, I think we keep going down.
Down?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Which way? Left or right?
Left.
Okay.
Go for it, why not?
Yeah, fuck it.
Glitch leads you down to the left. This is all his fault.
I'm taking front now because you're dealing with your sister.
Wasn't one of them darker than the other, though?
No, same.
Okay, fine. I imagine they were sort of leading to the same place, like the Titanic one.
Exactly.
Like the fancy staircase in Titanic.
That's what I'm picturing. We're on Titanic.
You head down the staircase, and as soon as you go below the kind of the surface of the darkness, which is what you realise it was, you are plunged into pitch black.
Can we see anything?
You cannot see even your own hands.
I pull the tassel on my robe.
Which will?
Take me into the astral plane.
Nice
guy. And I'm in front as well, so I go, stop! And then I pull a tassel and I also disappear.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't see anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, Glitch, well, as you do this, the whole party, you smell more of that damp rot smell that you smelled in the amygdala's room.
Can I ask a question before you describe this? Is radiant light do anything to this darkness?
Not even your axe can permeate this gloom. It is unnatural, magical darkness.
I walked into it.
Yeah.
Good luck, Glitch.
Can they
Bye.
Hear me when I shout, wait, before I pull the tassel?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so noise can go through it.
And as he pulls the tassel, before I tell you what you see, Glitch, the rest of you smell that damp, mushroomy smell with a little, an undertow of animal smell. Of like animal filth, of you know what I mean, that kind of like barnyard smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Glitch, amazing, great. Astral plane.
I think that's the one it does.
It is definitely
astral translocational. Plane. Is all I've got written down for the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just you've caught. I wasn't expecting you to be so prepared. Great.
I am prepared.
Okay, in the astral plane, you pull your tassel and you are there instantly. You die.
Well, you need a bit of privacy, don't you, do that kind of thing?
That's why I went into the darkness.
He's just under the robes pulling his tassel.
Yeah.
And your eyes are almost overwhelmed with it's this strange dusk-like light in the astral plane, you remember. Mm-hmm. And the other thing you remember the astral plane is that it's a kind of series of islands, is how you remember it, floating in the astral sea.
Yeah.
In this place, you see... the something about the enchantment on this robe or about your friends or about this place means that you see yourself on this staircase that leads down, but it just sort of stops about 10 steps in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the very vague shimmery outlines of your friends nearby you. Mm-hmm. But you kind of, as you put hands to them, it kind of goes right through them. It's just sort of a guide.
Yeah.
And you can see little islands much closer than the last time you were in the astral plane. These seem related to where you are. The first thing you see nearby you is something that almost glows bright in the astral sea. It is the form, well, it is two forms. The form of Taryn and the form of the Duke are 40, 50 feet ahead of you, mm-hmm. and they blaze with light here. Mm. You know, really, really lighting up whatever vision you have here. And you can just see this figure running, jumping, rolling, sliding under things, apparently in the middle of nowhere. But you get a bead on the Duke's location.
Right.
In the 3D space, but you can't see the rest of the temple around them.
Right, okay.
If that makes sense. You can also see a quite far distant and down from you, a glowing arrangement of different figures, and as your eyes adjust, you see a kind of etched shape in the floor that looks like a spellcasting circle.
It's a ritual circle.
Far and distant away, your vision isn't good enough. You know, the kind of flimsy gap between the planes is not quite enough to give you perfect vision of this, right? But you can just see something going on down there. You see, in the same way that the Taryn and Duke are illuminated, there is a figure down there who... I haven't been able to show you guys this picture, but I will show you, Paddy, a picture when we finish recording. Again, it's very far off. You don't really get a sense of this, but it is a robed figure. Their face is blank. Again, it's probably too distant to catch that detail. And they are like lit up like a firecracker in this with this whatever energy seeing here. Next to them is you can see other murkier figures next to them. But this is a few hundred feet away and down from you.
Right.
As if it was another island. And that's all that catches your imagination so far. But like I said, there are a few little sort of structures dotted around you. Is there anything you're looking out for while you're down here?
Well, I mean, I think I was trying to, amidst the darkness, try and find us a route through.
Sure.
So I guess if I look across the other staircase, does that also have a gaping hole in front of me?
It's as if you've got like a proximity, you know, stuff within a certain proximity of you. Is it illuminated in the material plane, right? So these stairs are kind of here just by virtue of you having popped into the astral plane.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're kind
okay.
of everything in a near radius around you exists in both spaces.
Right.
And you get a sense of where your friends are. These other things seem to be existing in two spaces. That's where you can see them.
Right. Okay.
You can try and discern something. If you tell me what you're looking for.
I guess I'm trying to find is a route down.
Okay. Yeah.
And if we're trying to get, if we can imagine the ritual circle is at the bottom, that's going to be our eventual goal. Taryn is probably going there. So if we can see Taryn leaping around through a particular route, then maybe we try and follow that bead. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. So I guess it's like kind of tracking, if we're going to be going through somewhere with multiple things, I guess I'm trying to sort of build a mind
give you guys
map.
A, yeah, yeah. Give me
triangulate,
a,
yeah.
Give me a survival check then to try and navigate that.
Survival. Uh-oh. 13.
Just straight 13?
Straight 13. I have no pluses on survival.
Okay. That is not enough to get like a beeline, but it gives you a little bit of a sense. You feel like you might be able to navigate some things. And in fact, I'm going to take over. Don't look at my sheet of paper. I was just run across.
Okay. Great.
I think in doing this, you start creeping down the stairs. Mm. For what they are, and your body sort of pays attention to where they would be. And as you get a bit closer, you just see, again, they're murky shapes in the gloom. As your friends, I imagine you guys, are you waiting for Glitch to come back before
you
do?
Did you listen to me?
Yeah, he said stop, right? Yeah. So we stopped.
I mean, also, isn't time different in the astral plane?
It's all a bit strange, yeah. It turns out, and you come back, it's been 5 years.
Oh, no, you've interstellared me.
No. Okay, here's what happens, Glitch.
Time is a flat circle.
You go down the steps a little bit and you sense there are some other presences nearby to you. Presumably, you kind of work out at the bottom of these steps.
Okay.
There's something.
Any way for me to tell if they are what
not
they are?
Not in this plane of existence, no. But there is some, I would tell you there is something down there. I'll tell you, they seem large.
If you're waiting for me, I'm just going to keep going then.
Well, as you get closer in the astral plane, you get to
the steps.
The steps sort of disappear from, you know, it's centered where you popped in.
Yeah.
The steps sort of disappear and you're floating and you can just sense these large... Give me a hard perception check.
Sure.
Some weird stuff here.
16. Straight 16.
16. Yeah, you're not going to get much more information that there are several large presences here. But you're now like, you know, you're trying to discern something about the material plane. They're not really existing on this plane. But you're like, you have enough to know that there's some
there's big things.
Multiple big things. Three, it looks like.
Okay. Fuck. I mean, one option is I just pop out there and cast the biggest spell I have and hope it goes well, or I could run back up and just relay that information.
If it, but that, if, yeah, if you run back up and relay that information, we just go down the other way.
Yeah, I suppose that's true, and I can only use this once, I believe, once per day.
Is yeah,
this,
that's is it. This spell. Done, so, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you just come back and we'll go the other way.
Run back up the steps, and maybe run down the other steps. If everyone's waiting around, we are in a rush, aren't we?
We are in a rush.
I'll follow you. If you went into the darkness and then bolted back out of the darkness in the
other
direction,
not that way. Yeah,
then we'd all follow you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I will pop back out then.
Okay, you guys in the material plane. It was glitch, disappeared, and instantly came back. There was no break.
Yeah, fine.
Big things down there. Taran and the Duke are over there. Someone crazy going down the ritual circle. Three big dudes down there. Are they directly there below? As you imagine, the staircase is going like this. Are they like there?
Staircase goes left and right. They are over to the left. The right. They go down the sides of a large room, it seems.
Right, okay. So three big things in the large room. I say we take the right, and we might have to ready ourselves to drop a bomb on something.
Can I do a little... You said there was a like an animal smell.
Give me a sniff check.
Yeah.
I would call that survival or nature.
Okay, I will go with...
It's survival in its purest sense.
I'll go with nature, if that's all right.
I'd say it's some... Oh, okay.
13.
Well, that's what you get. No, there's a sense that comes to you. The animal scent you pick out. And that is... Smells awfully like an otyug.
Right, yeah.
Oh, we like them.
Well, we like one of them.
Yeah, not evilly imbued otyug.
We know they don't come back, so they're probably imprisoned.
Or enthralled.
Yeah, enthralled as likely.
Anyway, Vata, you're running down the other stairs.
You want to test that?
Yeah.
I want to test that, yeah.
You know, like it one-punched a phase spider?
Yeah. If you release three of those.
It took all of our health to release one Hess.
Yeah, but we're friends with their mate.
Look, we've already started going down the other stairs.
No, okay. You say that, Liam. I want to hear Paddy roleplay that with three Okyuk.
I'm saying we could just piss in the dark.
Who's pissing in the dark?
We've got a load of gnomes with us who've been in cells. They probably all need a waz.
Courtney Cox just...
You're going down the other stairs is what I'm gathering?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Right.
Sorry, Pads.
With a bead on where they were. Can we see across, or have we just gone a different way?
Yeah, you're going a different way.
Okay, fine.
It's all dark. Remember, it's this kind of unnatural darkness.
Yeah.
You guys go around this right-hand staircase then, and for a few disconcerting seconds, you are back in pitch dark. Barreling down these stairs, and then you emerge into a corridor with a vaulted ceiling and very Moria before, columns along the sides. And occasionally there's a wall, and then sometimes there's just pitch black and an arch next to you. And there's no telling. It feels very airy and open, but there's no telling. Is that a corridor? Is that a dead end? Is that a room to the side?
Right.
You glitch, sort of direct people in the direction of where you saw Taran sort of stumbling towards. Ahead of you is this long corridor ahead of you. As you step through, you hear something resonate through the walls, a loud click and the sound of perhaps a gear turning, some kind of deep machinery moving. And that shadowed from the archways to your side, you notice just starts to creep along the floor like a rolling fog. Tendrils of it start to wisp around your feet.
We triggered a trap.
And it feels like cold when it touches you. What do the three of you want to do?
Get away from the shadow.
Do we know, can we make out where the mechanism is?
Give me a... tell me how you'd like to do that. Are you just listening out for it? Are you kind of taking a more mechanical approach? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think I'm probably trying to, like, trying to work out based on knowledge of machinery, where, like, the heart of, like, there's clearly a chain reaction happening, so I'm trying to orally determine its source.
So that would be, I guess, I could take just a hard perception check, or if you had anything in your thieves tool. Oh, you're not a thief anymore.
No.
So maybe not a thieves tools check.
And you gave all your other stuff to the gnomes.
But some kind of like tinkering check, or some kind of like...
Well, we've got a bunch of tinkerers with us.
So I have magical tinkering, so I definitely have...
Yeah, give me a tool check then, if you have that immediately available.
What will that...
I guess it's an intelligence roll with proficiency.
Oh, I do have I have thieves' tools and tinker's tools as a result of...
Oh yeah, well then if you can do a tinker's tools check with intelligence.
Yeah, well that would be...
Or just intelligence.
Yeah, that'd be an in. Yeah. So.
And yes, I think this is probably a team effort with the other deep gnomes.
I'm trying to work out what I stood on that set this off. If there's a pressure plate, if there's a tripwire.
That is an unnatural 20.
It's an unnatural 20. Great. Vatic, you enter fucking techno vision. Yeah. You can see through the walls, and something between what you've learned from Glitch about where Taryn is makes you think that she has set something off here.
Great.
It is deep. The control system for this is deeper within the temple. It seems to be setting off a reaction here. How you triggered it is unclear. It looks like she just set something off.
Fine.
Timed well.
So there's not much we can actually do about this other than...
Not mechanically. It has been... This looks like something has been put into motion and it is now happening.
All right.
Is there, and the shadows coming from one side or all sides?
From all sides. There are several of these archways along this corridor the shadows are.
And is there still a... Like a gap to get through.
There's
to the
still
other
a pathway.
End.
There's still a path ahead of you.
Yeah, I think we've just got to leg it.
Bolt again.
We've got to bolt.
Okay.
We don't want to stay in this room while it's filling up with shadows.
But we know that she's down there controlling traps. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Vatic, you lead everyone further down this corridor. You get to a certain 10, 15, 20 feet down, and then suddenly you step forward, and your foot goes into nothing. There is a gap underneath you. You find yourself falling.
I grab him.
Give me a some.
He's
kind
in
of,
front, right?
Yeah. Some kind of reaction save. A dex save. I'm going to say, Teddy.
All right, dex save. Let me.
You're getting him to do a save roll.
And I've got advantage on dex saves unless I'm incapacitated. So dexterity saving throw.
One.
That first one was 18. Plus 3. Ooh. And the next one was a 1. So I would take the 18.
Good for the advantage.
I'll take the 21. Thank you very
managed
much.
To grab Vatic by his armor as he almost narrowly misses falling down a chasm, but is you cannot see beneath the rolling dark where this hole in the floor is.
Right.
Everything now up to your ankles is pitch black, unnaturally dark.
There must be a way to dispel this, right? We know the radiant light doesn't work on it.
No. I'm trying to think if I've got any other sort of paladin-y light-based things, and they're all very radiant-based.
Well, look, I think, Glitch, you're probably best placed to... Like, this feels like something...
If it's like religion-wise, shadow magic versus religion, then Izar is two things.
Yeah.
It's the darkness. You said it was cold.
It feels cold on your feet and legs.
But it's not hurting us.
Around you. Not yet.
Okay. It's trying to envelop us.
Yep.
Maybe. What we need is something to push it all away. Kind of like, hopefully, like a radiant aura, but we know that doesn't work.
Yep.
Just that particular brand.
So I'm trying to think of... I actually don't have any of the magic of my god. I could call Percy.
Worth a try?
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, I go, I've seen one of the... We used to have these back in Bethnal Green. I've seen these before. I'm just going to... this is Shadow Crabs. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I dial Percy.
Give me D100. Is he listening?
Beep, 49.
Beep. The number you've dialed has not been recognised.
Okay, this isn't the ideal... I don't have a signal here. This is not an ideal place to... Okay, I feel like this is unholy, and we might need holy for this. Would I know that sort of... I feel like I would. Also, with Vaerun, it's
give
like...
Give me a religion check.
An old elven god as well, so there's a bit of like...
Yeah. Give me a religion check.
That's really good. That is a 21.
Okay, the 21. You know that Vaerun is a patron god of darkness, as discussed, mm-hmm. and assassins, and mm-hmm. people who would use darkness to cover their activities. You intuit that actually... Yes, you could call on if one of you was a priest of Lathander and had a connection
like
to
a
light god. They might be able to illuminate your way. Sort of Percy's domain. Percy's much more about boring stuff like justice and...
Yeah, like wanker stuff.
Yeah.
Like a prefect.
However, with your 21 and with a bit of glitches pre-knowledge of how the gods interact, you think that perhaps the answer is to embrace... The darkness.
I roll in the darkness.
Oh.
You roll.
Hang on.
You can do that, absolutely.
No. That's...
Straight into a spike trap.
Like, obviously, I don't know what you know, but...
Oh, you can. I think
you should... Like, Hess has the ability to pass into shadow.
Yeah.
And she can take others with her. She's done that before.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
I'm rolling on the floor at this point, so you tell me. Embrace the shadow, boys.
Okay.
Take the rainbow.
If you say embrace the shadow, that's enough for me. I'm just like, Hess, can you take us into that shadowy thing you do?
Oh, I thought this looked familiar, yeah. And she does her little hand, ninja hand signals.
Yeah.
She's very disoriented. She does a ninja hand signals and... places her palms together, and usually when she does this, there's a little kind of a circle appears around her, and the shadows kind of come up. When she does it like this, it's like it's supercharged, and suddenly all of the shadows on the floor swirl around her and envelop all of you. And it's almost like it's almost like a Hoover is turned on and sucks up all of the shadow energy.
Mm.
All of you are now stealthy and hidden from anyone who might be pursuing you. And in front of you, you now see... Remember last time, it's like you're behind a little shadowy veil.
Yeah.
In a circle around you. Beyond that, the rest of this corridor is now perfectly lit. You can see it amazingly.
Right.
And you can see these irregular holes in the floor the corridor.
Yeah.
All right.
That the shadow was previously hiding. So that was some good shit, guys. Well done.
That was a good Hess idea.
That was very good.
And you can carry on unimpeded.
Great.
The archways to your side are still shadowy. And every time you pass one, each of you hears a...
Oh, it's whispers.
Hello?
Fuck off, toy boy.
Weird one. What happens if we close our eyes?
You can't don't see anything.
Okay, fine. Just checking if there was like a reversal thing going on.
No. If you close your eyes every now and then, you fall apart.
Yeah. Fine.
And I need you more than ever.
I open my eyes again and go, that didn't work. I keep walking.
But did you turn around?
Yeah.
Hess escorts you with her shadows further along this corridor. At the end of the corridor, it opens up into a large kind of flagstone-lined room. The first thing you notice is when you enter this room, there are seams of the mushroom, whatever it is, colony, the amygdala's extent, more boughs of this mushroomy material reaching up from among the flagstones and up the walls. At the other end is quite a grand archway, and beyond it you can see... Not well lit, but there is some kind of large room the other side where a little bit of light is seeping through into this flagstone lined floor here. And that is all you can currently see. These flagstones, the tendrils sort of reaching up around the edges of the wall, and seemingly a kind of 30-yard stretch from here to that archway.
So feels like there's a chance that... Bortapel might be underneath us, and there's something at the other end of the corridor.
Okay.
Not your first radio.
Don't know what to do with that information.
Do we think... I know it's like a weird mechanic, but is there a like check for traps kind of mechanic?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, yes. Like, check for traps.
Yeah,
because I think if you've got flagstones, you've got mushrooms everywhere, we know that, that things are being set off around us. It mm-hmm. would seem dumb to walk into this room.
Totally.
Yeah.
How do you check for traps? Do you throw a coin?
I was going to chuck a gnome.
Chuck a gnome? Yeah. Hey, guy, could you go over there and grab that shroom for me?
It's usually just a... there is a check trap spell, but it's usually survival, I think.
Okay, I'll do a survival check.
Yeah, I feel like that. Have you got a...
Absolutely not. No, no, it's not very good.
I've got a plus five.
Well, I've rolled it now. It's 11.
Oh, it's actually a perception. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, okay. I'll happily re-roll that.
Any better? No. Just give me that roll with your perception score.
Oh, so that would be 15.
There you go. Okay, that's
nice.
Better.
See, there we go. That's good.
Yes, as you sit here looking, you see one of the rock gnomes you're with pops a foot tentatively forward, not walking without your command, and you see the flagstone.
That makes me sound like a monster.
Yeah.
Gives a little bit, and they
did I say move? Don't move without my say so.
No, you're just perceptive like that. You're just perceptive like that. Okay. You got it. And you see the flagstone moves under their foot, and a little of spores
okay.
comes up. Not enough to. So yes,
I think
almost certainly there is this floor is, if not trapped with a mechanical trap, trapped with something.
Okay, I go. Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, well, I was just trying it out. I was just having a little go. Sorry.
Okay. How are we going to get across this floor?
How far is it?
30 yards. Do we do things in yards? Sure, we do things in yards.
Feet?
Feet?
What is that in feet? I don't know, 60 feet?
You want to jump? Oh, no, I'd have to make everyone jump.
I could misty step.
You absolutely could.
Yep.
But you then...
Does it look like there's any sort of mechanic to turn off the trap on the other side of the room?
Loz was saying it seemed like it was coming from like a central control room, basically. Like someone's fucking with
that
stuff.
That was the darkness trap.
This one just it looks like it's naturally where Bortipel's swelling.
Because if we can get to Bortipel, we want to get to Bortipel.
Where Bortipel's swollen,
actually, in fact,
fruiting
like,
body.
With the misty step in mind, then, you know that where in The Last of Us there's like sort of concentration of spores and mushrooms seem to be like controlling certain areas. Is there a significant concentration of Magdala but in this room that I could get? Like on the other end?
There's not like an... there is lots around the wall. You're looking for like just somewhere you can make contact with it.
I'm kind of thinking if I could misty step across the whole room, if there's something at the other end I could kill or chop.
Something that could die by my hand.
Recently. It's been a while since I threw a javelin.
There is certainly... I think over the other side you can see several tendrils seem to kind of... There's a little bit of a nexus where lots of them come together. Whether it's a weak point or not, it's not obvious, I would say.
How many gnomes are there?
8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I could
hoof a gnome.
No, I was saying I could misty step over there and then just start chopping at the nexus.
If you want to go for that, I think
short of a better.
I mean
idea.
That nexus, or at least working out what that is, seeing if you can turn it off.
Yeah.
I think my plan's weaker than yours.
What was your plan?
I cast Featherfall on all of us so that our steps don't apply pressure to the plates.
Ooh.
That's a nice idea. I like that idea.
And I can do that, but I can do that on up to 5 creatures. And I was like, well, there's us lot and Hess plus one gnome. And maybe each of us have to carry a gnome.
I could misty step a gnome across.
Oh, yeah. Can you misty step with people?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I read it in a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have ruled it that you can, yes.
Yeah, because I misty stepped Vatic once. Or you. I can't remember which one.
Which, I mean, Vatic will be better at working out what's going on with that thing. So maybe you go across with the engineer.
One willing person.
Yeah.
You can misty step with.
If you guys want to misty step across and try and work that out, and then backup plan is I then featherfall a bunch of gnomes and we skip across gaily.
All right, I like that plan.
Great.
I can also... I can cast Spider Climb on someone.
Oh, to
and
get
that
over the
roof. Gives us one extra. But the other thing is...
Well, Featherfall works on five willing people.
Maybe we just leave the gnomes at this point.
Cold.
That's
your
hardcore,
distant
man.
Cousin you're talking about.
Yeah, but like where are we leading them to?
I'm being facetious.
I don't know. Leaving them here, though. At the end of this, either a temple's going to collapse or we're going to be running out of there.
Yeah, slightly I guess darker way of interpreting this as well is that I wouldn't mind a few sort of, like, you know,
meat shields.
When we get
no, don't people. Fucking do that.
But leaving them in the cavern to die?
We're trying to help them. Better than meat shields.
We're trying to lead them to escape. So if we ever find a way that they can get out of this, they take that route.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We don't have that route yet, so we have to bring them until we find that.
All right, I think. I grab Vartik and I misty step towards the Nexus.
Okay.
I stay with the gnomes.
Are you willing?
Well, no. Wait a second. What's happening with the gnomes then?
You're trying to go across and deactivate whatever this is. Thing.
If we can't deactivate it, he's going to feather fall.
Okay, fine.
Feather fall with the gnomes, and then we'll walk across.
Fine.
Because Hess can just bound across in the shadow anyway.
Yeah, she will. Yeah.
So, and he's got his five gnomes, right?
It's eight or nine.
How many does your feather
five,
fall?
Five, but I can cast it twice. I can call it.
Well, let's see what happens.
We can get the gnomes across.
Okay, you guys, you two miss a step across without issue. You land on a kind of platform on the other side. There's some stairs up and then the archway beyond near this nexus of tendrils. And you're going to start just hacking at it?
No, I'm going to say initially, Sir Vatic, what do you think of the... What's this look like?
All right, I'm gonna do an investigation to basically try and see, like biologically, what is this?
Yeah, that
like,
is definitely
it a limb or a...
That's definitely nature.
Okay, cool. That's a nature check. That is a six.
Could be anything, mate.
Okay, fair.
Could be anything. It's definitely part of the mushroom.
Okay. In which case, with my gentle probing, yes. I get a scalpel and I just dig under a fleshy bit.
Yeah, smart.
Okay. Here is what happens then. There is an actual scream that seems to resonate and come from many different mouths in many different parts of this complex as you do that. And then the tendrils here shudder briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the room here, many of the flagstones suddenly sort of shake a little bit. And then there's a grinding of stone and some of them start to fall down. Some of them start to rise up. And a cloud of spores slowly extends across the room, concentrated at the end where Glitch is with the rock gnome. So, Glitch, you need to make a con save, please.
So it's already hit me. Okay.
It is. Well, unless you've got... The cloud is approaching you rapidly.
Okay, I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm like a big vape boy. And there must be a vape boy way. No, that's it. I've got a more powerful cloud. I'm going to... Okay, now this is rogue.
Oh, like the rest of what you've been doing.
I
you've been after a rogue move.
I nestle my eight or nine children behind me, and if this cloud is coming up on me, they go. Glitch goes. It's lung versus lung, and I take a big hit on my vape, and I blow a fog cloud at that cloud. You know, like in the Phantom Menace, where the two where the two powers hit each other. No, is it Phantom Menace?
No,
it
you're Harry Potter.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that.
Except
clouds. And I'm going to vape clouds my way out of this.
I'm ripping mad cotton.
I'm ripping mad cotton.
You want to rip mad cotton. This is a cotton.
I suppose if I win, it's just going to launch it at you guys.
No, let's roll a contested con.
A contested con save.
Con contest.
Okay, cool.
A chili con contest.
A chili con contest.
Chili con contest.
I'm not bad at con. Okay. Is really? It a saving throw or a con?
Just
how does
no,
it
a check.
Straight
a check.
Up? Okay.
So add your con mod.
7 plus 1, 8.
Yeah, that's a 16 for me. So right, okay. That's unlucky.
Okay. The room is now filled with fog.
Yeah. I think in doing this, you blow out your vapor cloud. And instead, it
makes
reacts,
it denser fog.
Exactly, reacts with the spore cloud and fills this room.
I'm going, still don't worry,
That's a big cross on my list here.
You know when you don't, you know what when you get to the end of a vape and you do it and you get that burny bit?
Yeah.
I think it's that. I think maybe one of my canisters was empty.
Teddy and Vatic,
what
you
does,
can you
what
can
does a load
kind
of gnomes panicking sound like, Laurie?
It sounds like, oh, bloody, what have you done?
Get on my back. Get on my back. Get as high up as you can.
Oh, this is worse than that stuff that Vatic gave us. Fear's not that one, yeah. You two, Teddy and Vatic, you can kind of creep up the stairs. This is low. You can leave. Quite heavy. So you're spared from the worst effects of this, but you now need to make that con save.
That's fair.
I'm going to roll one for the gnomes.
That's an 11 plus one. That is a... Oh, con save, plus two, because I get plus one. 13.
Oh, unfortunately, that's not good.
No, that's totally not good.
Okay, here is what happens. Each of you, all of the gnomes and you... can't help but breathe in this miasma.
Great.
And you feel something take a hold. And suddenly, Glitch, you hear all of these panicking rock gnome voices in your inner ear. Bloody hell, what the fuck?
Oh, we've been spored.
And then you hear...
Oh, it's Bartopel's spores. That's going to fuck with me.
Then you hear a low, rumbling voice.
Yeah.
Glitch, familiar to you.
Yeah.
The amygdala.
I'm on his network now.
Hello.
Yeah. Glitch. Hi.
Good to have you.
Yeah.
On side.
I'm not well. Actually, I'm still very much not.
And you then hear multiple other voices of very distant. You hear panic. You hear people say, "Oh, where to go? I don't know where to go. What to do? What do I do? And you also hear, alongside all of those,
yeah,
a new voice saying, "Hey, man, I'm kind of in a bad way, but I guess welcome to my party zone."
Who's this?
This is Bortipel, man.
You're a stoner as well.
Yeah, we're having a bad time.
What's going on? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, man, it's cool.
Is the amygdala in charge of you?
And the amygdala just...
Oh, you're all here. Great. It's a proper open chat room, I see. This is good.
Yeah, man, there's no secrets with all of us. We're just kind of cool like that.
What? Right, great.
Anyway, as this is going on, feel free. We'll come back to you, Glitch, in a second. You guys see, Vatic and Teddy, you just see the rest of your party just suddenly spacing out, inhaling this fumes. And then I think, first of all, the deep gnomes all turn in unison and they look at the two of you. And they all, this is going to be, in a Donald Sutherland moment, all of the rock gnomes raise their hands, pointing at the two of you and start going, Paddy, a glitch, you hear this like sound of rage on the network as the amygdala says,
"Bring them to me."
Nope, not going to happen. Not going to, right.
What are you going to do?
Fast now. Should we just back up?
Time for a two-player adventure.
Big question, right? We know that when you hurt the things, everyone gets hurt.
Oh, Glitch, are you gonna top yourself?
Well, now hang on.
One or two rot gnomes could get got, though.
One of the only necromantic good time things you get is you can't be diseased. So, if I were to cast a disease on myself at this point, might I be able, or give myself a disease, might I be able to... Like, if I gave myself tetanus, for example.
Yeah.
Famously fast-acting disease.
And Jerv is fine.
Yeah.
But I'm now connected to all these dudes. I might be able to weaken everyone through hurting myself quite badly.
I
think it through.
No, no. If you...
What? Because now, if it's connected to the hive...
No, I know. I get you a lot. But, like, if you... That's not... I don't think that's how... We've been hurting the vines for the thing...
Yeah.
...have resulted in everything else getting fucked up.
Yeah, it wasn't like if every time we attacked like, Hess, it was hurting everyone.
It wasn't in everything. It was the vines of the amygdala.
And there is a potential connection. It's not a guaranteed.
What about psychic damage?
You want to hurt yourself to hurt everyone else. Is that what you're...
No, I've now got a new plan.
Okay, what's your new
plan? That was the plan, because, but it was met with such resistance that I think it's probably a bad idea. First plan was to give myself Ray of Sickness
Glitch,
and try and make all of them ill.
All I'd say is, you're in the moment, this thing is happening to you, I would do what Glitch is going to do.
You know what, though? Think of it this way. You know when you've gone too far at a party, you've had too many spores, you need to throw up. So if you could get the gnomes and yourself to throw up the spores somehow, we're golden.
Dope. Okay. I'm talking to amygdala. I'm talking on the open network.
Yeah.
We're all one now, right?
Yes.
Great. I stick my fist in my mouth and I cast Ray of Sickness.
Oh,
Oh, you barf down your own throat.
That's you open.
Because it comes out of a little mouth on your palm.
It's got my little paw.
So, like, the silent horror of me and Vatic watching this play out in real time without any sort of context or sound coming from them.
Well, if I've still got my mind, I'm the only one who can connect with the network and still has their own strength.
I mean, for now.
So,
yeah.
For now, so I might as well do something.
Do it, man.
Yeah, do it.
You do it.
What's the
you how, do you
how many hit points
you normally look so
how many hit points have you got?
Quite a lot, 36.
Yeah, but he's immune. Like, he this will do nothing to him.
Oh,
well, hang on.
It won't disease me.
It will still fuck him up a little
but
bit.
But I'm trying to. I mean, this spell is a poisoning spell, yeah, which I do not have resistance against. But I'm trying to, like, make myself really unwell.
I can cure you of poison.
I think go for it.
Okay, great. Ray of sickness. Great. Make a ranged spell attack on the target. Target's me, but it's also technically everyone I'm connected to.
I am going to say make the spell attack to see how good this goes.
Okay. What is it? It's a 2 plus 10.
Okay,
12.
Okay. Okay. And now you
roll... I
really
needed that to go well.
We've also made, like, a mockery of the numbers where you need to roll well for good things versus bad things versus...
Yeah, you needed to roll well on that, and that was not well. So now roll a con save to see how badly you fuck yourself up.
It's a 7. So a plus 3 is a 10.
Okay. Okay.
I start readying Lesser Restoration.
Just like, in fact, that's what we've seen. Like,
I just, as you're puking down your mouth, I'm just going through my bag.
For the rest of, we've seen on the other end of the chasm, what we've got is me and Vatic are trying to, like, sort out this sort of nexus of roots mechanism. You adjusted something, spores appeared.
This is all my fault.
But we looked back and we saw a room of changing stone. A bunch of gnomes immediately, like, kind of go full zombie, and then Paddy immediately shot himself in the face with a ray of sickness, and you've just kind of gone, shrug, and I guess I'll fix it.
I really thought that would work.
I mean,
it wasn't far away.
Yeah, but then you rolled a 2.
Yes.
So, I think this is what happens. You try to make yourself sick. And you fail miserably. But I think what that too represents is as you're fucking jamming this down your throat, as you're summoning the psychic energy, suddenly the spores grab a hold of your brain stem.
Tits.
And you're just about to... And then your own arm is ripped from your mouth. And you cannot help but also point up at Glitch, Vatic and Teddy, and go... And you are now in the thrall.
Oh, I'm thralled, boys.
The big daddy. That's 2 fails.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm just going to say, guys, this one is, according to my new system, this one's important.
Right.
This is a biggie.
The system I've been running through this skill check. First failure, you just don't make progress. Second failure, you're unable to advance without help or change.
Uh-huh.
Third failure, consequences. So... Okay.
Wait, is that the third failure?
Oh, we've had 2 so far.
What's right. The nice one with the successes?
That's you progress.
Cake.
You go ahead.
Oh, okay, right.
So, you two, I think Glitch has had his chance.
Right.
You two have seen this happen. The floor, let me give you a full down. The floor is fulminating. The flagstones are moving. Mushroomy matter is pushing up against them and making it hard to pass. Glitch and all of the rock gnomes have huffed
and
these
Hess.
Spores. And Hess. No, do you know what? I'll give you... Here's a gimme. Hess.
Oh, just Hess shadow
blinks shadow next blink. To you. And she's like, what a fucking palaver.
Saved her life. Oh, fuck
And the
you,
three
Hess.
Of you are facing this as the walls of the temple start to shake with the amygdala's rage or triumph. You're not sure.
Okay. I'll tell you what then. So the change that I'd like to instill then is, should we try to lift the amygdala before and, like, trying to, I don't know, fuck around with it?
Yeah.
And that release the spores. I think I'm going to try and just whack it as hard as possible. As in, like, because trying, like what we did before, where obviously the amygdala, then it broke the thrall.
Yeah.
And then you got to kill the thing.
Yeah.
Look, when all you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right?
And it does, absolutely. And this is a big nail. And I don't know what else you want me to do. Well, I was thinking we could try and dispel the spores, but I've got no wind-based magic.
I think they're spored, man.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly think...
Are they coming towards us, then?
I think as you right. guys are working out what to do, they now step in perfect unison.
Fine.
And the flagstones lower for them to step on perfectly.
All right.
And then as soon as they move off, start like reeling again. Yeah. And they're right. walking towards you, all pointing.
So first attack. I mean, this isn't the same as hitting a...
You're rolling a to hit the... Hit the
to hit the nexus of...
Yeah, just roll. Just give me an attack roll, see how good it is.
All right, that's a 26 plus 3. That's a 29.
That's a good one.
Yep.
And tell me, are you just... You're just hitting it with your weapon? Are you juicing it
so
at all?
So the first one... We'll see which one... All right, so let's say the first one was actually the 9 plus 9, which is an 18. The first one was a 21.
Okay, so you make like a divot on it.
Yeah, and the second one was a full, like, it was a searing smite.
Oh, I love this.
At second level, which is like 2d6 plus fire damage.
Okay.
So fire is what they're not great at, right?
It certainly is. All right. I mean, you can roll.
Let me roll some damage at it first. Let me do one damage, and then I'll do the other damage. All right. So first damage. Oof. 16.
Yep.
And the second one is a 16. No, a... Yeah, a 15. Plus...
Big money.
Plus a 12 of fire damage.
That's pretty good. Listen, you don't kill it. I'm going to give you that. However, as soon as you imbue your second swing with fire...
Also, the radiant light just fucking everywhere.
I think a combination of these two things flows through your blow, and such is the ferocity of your swing that it sets this nexus immediately on fire. That's like conflagration. And then you see... Something about the holy energy, something about the fire starts to spread along these tendrils. Glitch, you are paralyzed by a scream that absolutely rings and shakes your head as the amygdala calls out in pain. You and all of the rock gnomes, the deep gnomes, are suddenly kind of shake yourselves. You're on the network, but you're not being controlled anymore.
Right.
As Teddy severs briefly this connection, and the floor starts roiling like a sea between you and them.
Great.
Run.
Everyone run.
Come on.
Then we run across my hands being sick.
Yeah. Give me a... How are you running?
Well, I mean, I don't want to leave all the gnomes in the lurch. Well, they can run, but I can leap over.
How
this whole
are you doing
thing.
It? Are you gonna leap?
Ring of leaping.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, don't even have to cast it. I just have
you
just leap.
Okay, you leap effortlessly over.
Is that an athletics check, or is that? I've
yeah,
cast
make one
leap,
just for but, just make one for yeah. just for just in case there's a.
What was that?
It's 4 minus 2, Zach.
You just jumped backwards.
You just crack your head off the ceiling.
He goes straight up, smack the ceiling,
it's
and back
down.
It's
been such a bad day.
It's been very bad for you.
So here we go. You're going to take 6 points of bludgeoning damage as
from
you
the
stack the landing. Yeah, right. All right, you smash your head in the ceiling. Like a bad Mario.
Does he triangle it down though? He kind of like up at an angle.
Yeah,
back down
you
an angle?
You managed to escape it because I would hate for the adventure to end here.
That was a big hit. Took a big hit, guys.
You
no more action for you.
The other rock gnomes, deep gnomes, make it across, but they are all battered and smashed by this. And as you reach the other side of this room, the amygdala continues to shake and cry out in pain. And you, all of you, sort of roll through this archway at the end into the next room, just as this room turns into chaos. And Fenkus,
the gnome's gone, by the way.
No, they made it across, but they are hurt.
They are now
one
damaged.
Of them gets knocked on the head and is knocked out cold. And Fenkus turns to you, Vatic, and says, "Look, mate, I think you gotta go on without us. This is the end of our. I'll look after these guys, but you need to sort out whatever this is. Otherwise, we're just going to hold you back.
Stay in this room.
I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll find something."
I gave Fenkus my thieves' tools, didn't I?
I think you did. Yeah. The lockpick and stuff.
The lockpick and everything. I think I just say, find a way out, try and get yourself to safety. And I actually give them the little illuminated...
The mage light.
Tinker toy that I created.
Amazing. And Fenkers grabs it and says, oh, thank you about it. Honestly, I regret what I said about your fears, not celebrations. It wasn't that bad, honestly. And then Hess steps forward. She's also beaten and bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
And Hess says, listen, I can escort these lads out, or I can come with you, whatever you prefer.
I think I vote for her escorting them out.
I mean, yeah, take Hess out of the equation. Maybe via Jarnell.
I don't know, though. Like, Hess is so powerful.
Yeah, and I know.
A shadow god in this
place. But they're literally my family, man.
Yeah, and we spent all that time rescuing them. It would seem bad to leave them in the trap hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
I hope that that's Teddy in character. Fine.
Yes, in real case. Guys, you sure about that? The literal shadow god. You want her to go home?
I think Hess, if you want to get like it, I will be fine.
But you said yourself, Hess is pretty badly beaten up. We
Hess she's having a hell of a
we
time.
Absolutely
well.
Battered her.
Yeah,
okay. You guys did that to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
On your way out, there's going to be a bee in a web, and I need you to grab that bee. I need you to get the bee.
Grab that honey. And Hess says, yeah, all right. You, as per usual, Glitch, you make total sense.
And then I tell who was the lead gnome? Fenkers.
Yeah.
I take Fenkers just to one side and go, and if it all goes south, I give Fenkers my dagger. You know what
well,
to
do. Well, you don't even do that.
You might have to kill all of them. You might have to stab your way out of here.
I think you've still got a bit of mushroom on the brain, mate.
Well, okay. It's quite a good knife, though.
he takes it if you give it to him.
Yeah, just be like, you know, none of them have any weapons. They're all in prison. Give the leader a knife.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't need it. Okay. I've got a vape gun.
Well, you guys did manage to make it through that room just about by the skin of your teeth, but it was hip touch and go there.
Dagger's gone. All the staff's gone as well. I keep giving my shit away.
And you carry on through this archway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Two failures, so. Two successes. I feel this room might be key.
Well, we'll have to find out next time, because here's what happens in this room. The walls shake. Debris starts to kind of fall down, not like big chunks, but dust and mushroomy, pungent smells and something else, something old and musty you can't put a finger on, as you come out into this large atrium. Seems like the entrance you were in at the beginning of today's session, except this has all the appearance of being something that's been sealed away and forgotten about. And no more are there statues of Aeron adorning the walls. There is just a very, very plain doorway. And I say plain because there's not even a door in it. It's just sheer black, solid material here. Seemingly lots of passageways, corridors seem to empty out into this central chamber, and all seem to face this blank doorway. Glitch, you notice that mostly unadorned, something glints out at you in the darkness, in the gloom above the door. You see a skull mounted in a sunburst.
Syrinx. Saris.
Syrinx.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking... And amid all this chaos, amid all this, you know, the shaking of the walls, it seems to be a little bit calm here. And the three of you step out into the atrium. Is there anything you're doing while you're here?
It's the sunburst above the door. I take out my necklace of my sunburst and see if it reacts to this room.
Yes. As you just hold it up and... nothing seems to happen immediately, but you look from one to the other, and they are very similar.
It's confusing, because it is a necklace of Syrinx, but it says Saris on it, and that's why I got briefly confused. Saris has been
Saris
here.
Is the lady who took you in.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I go, oh! And I pointed it over and over again, and then to the door, and then be like, ah, no, you're all way ahead of me. And then I walk towards the door.
Love that in your mind, you were like... big bad told.
Yeah.
I guess we go through the door.
I'd like to go through the door, yeah.
Well, the door, as you approach it, like I say, it's not a door. It is a doorway, but in it is just a blank sheet of dark material. I say a sheet, you know, a sheer surface of dark material. There's no door handle, there's no door hole, there's no keyhole.
I think I look there at the necklace, and I look at you guys and go, I think when we walk through there, it's going to be real bad. So if you want to take five, maybe just take five now. And then... then we go through the door. But if you look, actually, it's quite interesting. If you look at that logo and this logo, they're both of a real bad guy. So I'm not saying we don't go through it. I'm just saying it's gonna be real bad.
Oh no, I get it. It's cool. So it's been really chill up to now.
Yeah,
everyone's fine.
And you hear that hammering on the other side of it? I think that thing's coming for us.
Vatic, what are you doing? What's this going on?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you're part of this game.
I think I'm still on the Spore network with the Tasharki's vizier.
Oh, yeah.
I think I just... beep, 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 beep. Hello, mate. I've got a few questions for you, Imanurk.
What was he like? He was like, hello.
Hello, Vatic.
What can you tell me about destroying Spore colonies?
Well, you have to find the sovereign and, put an end to them. And then the rest of the network will die off.
He sounds so much like, what's his name from Rocky Horror Picture Show? Richard O'Brien.
Yes.
I suppose you both better come inside.
Come inside.
I think he had a different voice from before. This is it now on long range.
Yeah.
Why? What's your plan?
I don't think we're going to make it out of here without taking down Bortapel.
I see. Well, I suppose... now, there may be a problem there.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is Tasharki Bortapel?
Is he... I don't think so. But they may be... Why? What do you think?
I don't know.
No, it does sound... if they're both in the... they shouldn't both be in this network.
I'm on board.
They're on
network.
A different network.
Yeah, but he also, like... but he shouldn't... that... well, I guess he was just a stoner sounding...
yeah, but, like, I don't know. It was a different guy.
Are they related, though?
Yeah. What is the relation between those two?
Oh, but they used to be very close. You could call them bros once upon a time. Why, they used to party the night away... all night long, and then they had some terrible falling out about something that I was never sure about.
It's like Winklevoss and Zuckerberg all
over again. It's like the Winklevoss twins and Zuckerberg. The Winklevoss twins were one person.
Sorry, I've joined the call.
No.
You used to get booted from the call.
Immediately.
<Yes. laughs> They used to be very close. I wonder how cross-pollinated they are.
Right.
This is my query.
Ask if he's willing to kill Tasharki.
Well, that would involve the whole network going down.
Oh, yeah, no, don't do that. That's fine.
There could be
you, you can't hear me.
No, sorry.
Shut up. You're a real person.
But just sever Bortapel and the network will follow.
Right.
You hear me behind you making a call. Bortapel? Bortapel?
Hey, man.
Hey, where are you?
Dude, wherever you need me to be, man.
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm down the bottom of something...
he's down there. We've got to kill him down there.
Can you all three...
out loud.
As you guys are having this chat, can you all three of me give me a perception check?
Right.
A danger sense. Not to give anything away.
That's a goodie for Paddy.
14 for me.
14?
18.
Teddy? Oh, 20.
Wow.
A day 20.
But... wow.
Awesome.
It's enough for two of you.
That's confidence.
Uh-oh.
as you're figuring out this story, as you're talking on the Mushroom Network, Glitch and Teddy both get just like a really funny feeling.
Yeah.
And it's just enough for you...
I whirl around.
Well, you do whirl around just as you hear a... and then suddenly... three shots of pistols... crack, come on, into the stonework, just where your heads were, Glitch and Teddy.
Uh-oh.
Vatic, you take a slug to the shoulder.
Oh, God.
You are going to take...
an iridescent slug?
Yes. I can't remember what it does. Presumably just hurts like
fudge.
Just 6 points of piercing damage. And two things happen at the same time for you, Vatic. All of you hear, "Oh, you could have just let me hit you." And you turn around, Vatic, your shoulder aching from the shot, to see Taryn in front of you. And as the two of you lock eyes, you find yourself taken into
a vision of the past.